Good morning, and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. Easter week. My childhood memories of Easter are flowers, specifically white and pink dogwoods blooming and azaleas. No matter what the weather has been, there were and are always dogwoods and azaleas. A new dress and a little girl's hat, white gloves and white shoes. An Easter basket wrapped in colored cellophane with an array of chocolate and candy eggs, but always a chocolate bunny. As a child, it was always a sense of excitement and anticipation. Everything new and fresh and alive. It was a joyful time, which I didn't entirely understand. I knew Jesus came alive after the cross, but I clearly didn't understand the seriousness of the events, and frankly, I'm not sure when I began to understand. I just got the message that Jesus was alive and well. It didn't get more complicated until much later in life. In my opinion, there is something to be said for Christ's death and resurrection remaining in the form of childlike faith. Jesus died like we do, but he came alive again to be with us, to be present, to talk with, to love us, and how could we not love him? The way he treated children and the poor and hurt and sick, of course he would love us and be with us. Unfortunately, later it got complicated by special prayers and symbolism and rules and, of course, guilt. But that was not what Jesus intended. At least, I don't think so. Listen as I read Jesus' words from the Gospel of John, verses 1 through 4. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, and that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. And in 14:25-27, Jesus says, "All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. "Come to me," Jesus says, "all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And in 1 John 5:3, "In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. My peace I leave you." My relationship with Jesus today gives me peace today. I can't imagine, I don't want to imagine what my life would have been like without him in my life. I sometimes want to scream to the world, give the Lord a chance. His peace, comfort, strength, guidance is there to receive just for the asking. In a world that is filled with taking, the Lord only wants to give. If we were starving, why would we refuse an offering of food? Are we so determined to be self-reliant that we just refuse the Lord's help? Are we thinking there is an obligation, giving up our independence? I suppose that is why we don't turn to Him until we have hit rock bottom, have no hope, are reconciled to defeat on our own. That should never happen to any of us. His help is in front of us. A door opens and we refuse to go through. Why? There is no pain that He will not ease. There is no situation so complicated that He will not help you unwind. Jesus loves us, one and all, no matter where we have been or where we are in our walk. We are His children, whether we are laughing at life or our head is buried in His chest weeping. Please pray with me. Our Savior, our friend, our companion, dear Jesus, I pray that during this week of remembrance of the Father's sacrifice, your suffering, and the joy of your resurrection, you will help us all pause and then take a step closer to getting to know you, with eyes open to all you are so willing to give. It is amazing what you can do with our lives if only we will let you. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.